Greetings, good bears. Is that gravy I smell? Yes, it is, Woo Bear. My boomer dad and all his Facebook friends started a FB chat about Kurenyi. Hi, everybody. I got a funny one for you today, and hopefully a helpful stream. Welcome to the live stream. This is episode 785. Willing suspension of disbelief. I was wrong about height. And frontline news from my brother. Piping hot gravy is ready to be ladled right now. Everybody aboard the gravy train. Toot toot. Hi, everybody. I'm feeling a little less aggressive than yesterday. My fasting is going to end at noon today, and I can't wait to have a nice meal. But yesterday I was piping hot, just coming in strong. I was just having a great chat with Vox Day. His dad has been released from prison, and I guess prison hasn't changed him at all. He's just back to crushing. So that's an awesome. I think Quantum of Conscience nailed it today. I'll check it out. I got some cool stuff to show you. Oh, one thing I was thinking about is the concept of willing suspension of disbelief. My mom taught children's literature, and that was something that she would tell me when I was a little kid, when she would be reading me Tolkien or something, and I would say, "What is this?" And she'd say, you have to have willing suspension of disbelief, which means you have to allow yourself to not challenge a narrative. And I was thinking about WWE wrestling and how people in the stadium will just watch and be like, The Undertaker might win. And you have to consciously say, I believe this or I don't believe this. You know, someone could just say, this is all script. And it's like, why are you being a buzzkill? No, this is, you know, Triple H or whatever. You know, the bad news bears. Or who are the Ultimate Warrior, dude. Ultimate Warrior could lose. It's like, scripted. And it's like, dude, get out of here. Then they like turn on you and get mad at you. This is what I find fascinating. Your life, by living a long life and just by accepting the truth of life, you get... It's logical to assume that there is God and he has a plan based on all information you're given every day. Why is it that people suspend their disbelief for something that's objectively good? But yet they have a willing suspension of disbelief when it comes to liars and pain and horror. You know, like, I don't watch the news. I haven't watched the news in a long time. I only watch clips that the Bears sent me when they're really funny. Like, if someone uses one of my phrases or something. I don't understand why someone would choose to suspend their disbelief for a narrative that's given to you by liars, madmen, and murderers. But yet, they question everything about the Bible. They're like, how could this happen? I mean, 600 years, right? How can you have all the animals in one boat? It's just, none of this makes sense. A human being, no one can rise from the dead. But yet, they'll question, they will not suspend their disbelief for the one story where the good guys win. But yet, they will say, Anderson Cooper is here to tell me the truth. And let me show you something about perspective, because perspective matters tremendously. And I will eat a little humble pie today about height. I'll show you in a second. Okay, as you see this is called The Reality of Perception, a great book by Jason Webb. As you can see here, it's the sun rising over. Oh, wait, no, it isn't. Okay, your perception dictates your reality. What you just saw in the left photo is the same exact photo on the right. It's just upside down. So when I talk about a plane of existence that is not moving, that is not in an infinite vacuum of dark space, I live in the picture on the right, which is not upside down. That the actual photo is the one on the right. The one on the left is the inverted photo. So all these people that claim to be men of logic, men of truth, men of science, men of facts, and they're like, I will have a willing suspension of disbelief to listen to madmen, murderers, and liars, known. But yet I will criticize the book in which you can extrapolate in your life through fractal truth, the Cain and Abel, Noah, Jesus Christ, all these stories you can see everywhere. and the good guys win, good prevails. They will not allow themselves to believe that, but they will flip it upside down and lock themselves away in a little room. As you can see, the image on the left is what you've been sold, that it's upside down, that you live in darkness, spinning uncontrollably on a liquid ball. But in reality, it's the image on the right. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you understand that we are not flying 10 times faster than a 30-06 bullet around, and it just, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And that's why there's no, no one's like, yeah, I used to believe that the earth is flat. Now I believe it's a spinning ball. That you'll never hear that ever. Because once you see it, you go, oh, the image was upside down. It's like that with viruses. It's like that with family. It's like that with truth and faith and everything. And the people that pursue truth pursue it. And that's why real recognizes real. Like yesterday, I went on and on and on about how tall people make better leaders. And, you know, in a lot of ways, that's true. But someone sent me this picture, and I now have to eat humble pie. Here we have Barack Hussein Obama and Putin. Just that picture alone made me rethink my entire thesis statement. Because Barack Obama, although the homosexuality definitely cost him about a foot and a half, but nevertheless, Putin right there is staring right at his jugular, thinking I could destroy him in 4 seconds. It's a fascinating picture. And this is the difference between someone who pursues truth and someone who doesn't. I went on a 20-minute rant yesterday that no one that's short could possibly be a good leader. Because in my, that's pretty true in my life. You know, but Vladimir Putin is one of the best leaders Russia's had since probably Ivan the Terrible. He wasn't really terrible, by the way. And Barack Obama is one of the worst leaders in the history of the world. And as you can see, Vladimir Putin is considerably shorter than Barack Obama. So I will retract that statement and rethink it. Because just look at that. I mean, clearly, the guy on the left is a significantly better leader than the guy on the right. Granted, his blackness and his homosexuality detract. Just kidding, bike thieves. Your skin does not make you a worse leader. It's just, you know, when you're 12% of the population of a country, it's not ideal to, you know, look completely different than, you know, to have a heritage that's completely, completely different than the majority population. But whatever. Vladimir Putin right there knows he can take out the homo in 4 seconds. That's all I'm saying. All right. I've known shorter men who have so much masculine energy. I didn't notice I was taller. Short men can overcome their height advantage. Right. And someone pointed out Putin's body language here. Putin never tilts his head up. He always looks straight ahead, even if someone's taller than him. Alpha stance. Trump does this because Trump's like 6'4", a very tall man. He does this almost to like tempt you to go at his neck. It's all very fascinating stuff. But this was just so clear. Because yesterday I was like, dude, if you're short, just go work for this circus. And I mean it. But you got to respect Putin and you got to think Obama's terrible. And so this image alone makes me rethink my my whole thing. Again, perspective. That is actually that. So this whole thing that I'm watching people degenerate with fear, I don't understand it. But I do understand it. It's like you have a willing suspension of disbelief for all news, media, all of Hollywood, all medical science. All of these things have been proven to be run by madmen who hate you. That the government, the media, the pharmaceutical companies, they all despise you. And yet you'll willingly suspend your critical thought. But yet the one book, no, there's the Quran also. I'm giving props to Muslims. They have the good guys win in that book as well. Where God has a plan and in the end, the good guys win. I mean, so those are the books that you hate. Those are the books that you question. Those are the books that you say, and even right now, I bet I just triggered Christians. Oh, how dare you? How damn you! Even though you'll read all kinds of books written by all kinds of evil, wicked people, and you'll be like, oh, I mean, Neil deGrasse Tyson really has a point. It's unbelievable. All right, what's this? See, like, for example, this. So many people will read this and think that this is about philanthropy. Alfred F. Kelly Jr., chairman and CEO of Visa. Yesterday, I pledged to my 20,000 Visa colleagues that we will have no COVID-19 related layoffs in 2020. There is enough sadness in the world and already too many families impacted by job losses. I have no interest in contributing to that. Our employees and clients continue to be my top priority during this challenging time. Of course, because Visa sells debt. This isn't charity, guys. His business is doing great because right now what's being sold is debt. What is debt? Slavery. The master's card. This is hilarious. Babylon B. Government accidentally shuts itself down with ban on non-essential businesses. Babylon B is crushing. Hollywood continues to spiral out of control. This is the cover of the Hollywood Reporter. They now believe the coronavirus is the Death Star. Inside the pain and pressure of a pandemic and an industry on lockdown. That's so stupid. Just me? Meanwhile, just like in Pompeii, this is probably how most Hollywood people will meet their end. This is an uncovered dead man from 70 AD with Pompeii. He was masturbating to death. As the fire and ashes were raining down upon him, there was nothing left to do but jerk off one more time, probably staring at the statue of another dude's dick. That's real right there. So that right now is Hollywood. Just one last squirt before the abyss. And the abyss is eternal because they have chosen the path apart from God to such a degree. No, I'm not making that claim. I've run into that in the past. I don't know what the path is. No one does. I am not in a position to condemn anybody or say where anyone was going. Nobody knows. All I'm saying is it's probably not ideal to, as the fire and brimstone is raining down on you, to think what I'm going to do is have one final whack. This isn't new, guys. Someone said Pompeii is fake. I don't know. I'd like to see your evidence. All right. Poor bastard. I'm getting rid of most of my books. Good. Burn them. The propaganda ones. Not like reference books and stuff. This is an amazing image. Yeah, it's so jaw-dropping. The Thunder Tug normalization. Staring at a statue of a dick. Yeah, once people get that perverse, they're not even attracted to women anymore. They like wieners and asses. Because they're just so far gone. That's why a lot of these quote-unquote celebrities become homosexual and pedophiles and bestiality. Because it's not about attraction to fertility, the female form, true beauty, actual symmetry. No, they just want literal shit and horror. Maybe he started the fire by whacking friction. Very good point, Bricklayer Bear. Magnum whacking. Yeah, I've been burning my New Age books. Good, Professor Bear. It frees you, but do it in a very relaxed way. Like, feel the lies burning. Yeah. Oh, and I also probably shouldn't have done a personification of God and the devil arguing back and forth. One of my very theological friends said that that probably crossed some sort of line, so I apologize. I run and gun, guys. I run and gun. That's why I try and stay away from theology as much as I can. Nice haircut. It's not a haircut. I'm just crushing. All right, can you show the Obama and Putin picture again? Yeah, and again, I will eat a humble pie. As you can see, height does not matter with leadership in certain situations. Vladimir Putin is a ninja of leadership. Barack Obama just tries to bang dudes in their ass and steal. Again, when you see stuff like this, just know that this is an orchestrated attack and Visa is in big business right now because of debt. Debt. debt is synonymous with sin. Just letting you guys know. Here's Charlie yesterday. Charlie, we went to the ocean. Doesn't his eyes look like he's an old sea captain? He's like, I've seen some things. Boy, you don't want to know what I've seen. Look at his eyes. He's just like, you don't even want to know. Again, this is how Hollywood is going to die. They will be whacking off as the fire burns down. All right. Putin is a judo ninja. Well, yeah, I mean, he just clearly cares about his people on some level, and he's masculine. Obama is just like a gamma trickster. I think Putin is a delta. Possible alpha. All right, anyway. Nice pick of Charlie. Yeah, Charlie's hilarious. Just again, it's all about perspective, and I'll show you the pictures again for the people that are just joining. Today's not going to be a super long one, by the way. The reality of perception. One person sees the world spinning out of control in infinite darkness. The other one sees what it really is, which is a still, perfectly designed creation that we get to enjoy and worship in under a beautiful sky. And you can see everything like this. Like this, and I'm not just a crazy optimist either. Like I can be dark, I can be a pessimistic, I can be fire and brimstone guy. This COVID-19 thing or whatever, corona, whatever they want to call it, it's an act of God. Even if men are carrying it out with their sneaky, sneaky little debt schemes, it's like, I'm excited to see the future because I don't willingly suspend my disbelief for the rantings of madmen. Oh, how dare you? Don't you know? I know that God is in control, and it's like, whatever happens, happens. It's an exciting story, you know? It's an exciting narrative to witness. He was just burning his jizz and the whole place went up in flames. Very good point. Yeah, and another thing, like, you know, JFK once said, it's don't ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. As much as I like listening to the rantings of meth addicted rich kids, I think it's time people start asking what our country can do for us. All the money and labor they take. Because you understand, I'll give you a quick backstory on how debt works. This is why you should never trust people like Ron Paul. All of our money comes from debt, the entire system, all of it. When you go get a loan from a bank, the money didn't exist until you got the loan. And then you have to pay it back with 30 years of actual labor. Like if you get a loan for a house, the bank just types in 100000 and hits enter. And then $100,000 is just created out of thin air. It's the sorcerer's stone. It's true alchemy. And it's all based on a debt. So all of our debt, all of America, all of the country's debt is our economy, every dollar of it. And a dollar can't be created without debt. People think that banks loan out money based on what other people have deposited in the bank. No. No, they just make it up. So when you see our debt go up to 30 trillion, 40 trillion, 50 trillion, that's the size of our economy. It's just simply upside down and run by goblins. So how do you get out of it? Just understand that. Understand what debt is. Understand that every single politician is lying to you if they haven't told you that. Every single one. If a politician doesn't get on the air and tell you, hey guys, all of our money is debt. The banks invent it based on your desire. And then they put you in slavery where you have to pay it back with actual money that you earn from labor. And as time goes on, your labor will be less and less valuable because the debt has interest. Interest, interestingly enough, is just another way to water down God's gifts to us of actual value and wealth that should be plentiful for everybody. That's reality. It's not capitalism. It's not based on supply and demand. It's based on the whims of goblins. That's true. Does it matter? No. It doesn't have, if you follow logos and you're an honest person, you live in servitude of God, No, it's all just goblin games. It's just like, okay, now what? If it makes you feel any better, the system probably won't just collapse because they'll just keep printing it. What that does is it causes either hyperinflation or deflation, depending. But the fact that we see this entire thing happening in the whole world, we know that there is a world central bank. They're suppressing the value of gold and silver. They're printing money for slavery. But Big Bear, how can you possibly be happy and thrive? We've been slaves to these forces for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. None of this is new. Not one element of it. Not one bit is new. And compounding. Right, but see, be in the world, but not of it. It doesn't affect you. If you're not in love with money, if you're not in their rat race, if you see money as a tool to get the supplies you need in order to live a good, healthy life, your real wealth is family, it's skills, it's your servitude to God, your faith, you know, soil, air, water, livestock, your garden. You haven't even started living yet. And then you realize their little debt slavery game is not anything. It's like, sure, you want more squares? Sure, okay. Oh, okay, we really got him, boys. They think they can buy the world with nonsense. Well, they can't. Who is your master? All right. Bitcoin is based on proof of work and requires a small fee to pay TSI the workers, decentralized government, AI. All right, you're in a timeout. No, you're not in a timeout. Just stop saying stupid things. Who do you think? All right, I won't even get into it. AI frees us. If it requires an electronic infrastructure, that means it's real. Oh no, that guy's getting a timeout. 1 second. Timeout for you. Until you just learn what reality is. Bitcoin is based on proof of work. What's Bitcoin? Nothing. It's more made up retardedness. Roosevelt made everyone turn in their gold at $20 an ounce. When it was turned in, the price shot up to $35 an ounce. Right, because if you turned it in because a gimp in a wheelchair who fucks his cousin said so, it's on you. Do you not understand how this all works? If you're like, well, but we gotta. Why? Because the gimp in the wheelchair who pounds on his cousin said so. But I mean, doesn't that mean we gotta? No, the goblin in the wheelchair, the gimp? No. The one who's pounding on his cousin? No. Yeah, his wife was his cousin. Slammed some turf this morning to kill some parasites. Good for you. Just keep it light, though, and make sure it's the organic turpentine from pine spirits, and keep it teaspoon, like mild, guys. AI is another man's will. Computers don't have so. It requires electricity, guys. No one sees. I'm not here to tell you about Bitcoin. It'll probably be used as a currency, and all the people will be like, wow, look at it decentralized. I get it. There's probably some benefits to it. I think there's benefits to the blockchain situation at BitChute. That's why bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy don't seem to be going nowhere, nigga. I think DLive is a lot more stable because it operates in these worlds, but it's not any more real. Just see it for what it is. None of this saves you. Jordan Peterson on roids. It's no more evil than our current system. It just is. It's just all bullshit. Soaking sugar cubes with turpentine works really well. Good call, Dimitri. This work from home thing is a blessing now that I can stream BB Live. Yeah, exactly. So many blessings, guys. It's all about your perspective. You can see the world as a spinning ball in infinite black all you want. Or you can see it as a stable, beautiful, perfect system that God made for us to crush in. And yeah, there is a little nasty bastard named Satan running around testing everybody. But for whatever reason, God permits that. It's not our job to know. It's not my job to dramatize their relationship with hilarious dialogue. But it's not scary. Roosevelt and Einstein, cousin bangers. Yeah, I mean, dude, same with Bernays. They're all incest, guys. All. Are lemons a cryptocurrency? I believe so, yes. Cash them out, turn it into good shit. Doesn't matter. Our current money is cryptocurrency in its own way. It's just ones and zeros being printed. You know what? The more you understand how the Fed works, the more you're like, wait a minute, what? The money didn't exist until you got the loan. All money in our current system is based on debt, every single dollar. There is nothing backing it besides slaves. That's why they want open borders, because they want constant, the way the whole financial system works is they're leveraging against us, our future labor. And then the Federal Reserve, who are the slave masters, just simply print 10000. Here you go. Here's your check. How did you get the check? Because the Treasury says, look at the slaves. Based on previous labor, they can say you can expect this amount of taxes, which all taxes are. There's no value in money at all. All a tax is labor. It's saying you will do this work within this geographic region that we call a country, which is based on tax code. The nation is the blood, is the people itself. That's how it works. It's not depressing. Guys, this has been going on since at least Babylon. At least. This is not new. You're just finally aware of it. And being aware of it is great, because it allows you to see how to function inside of it very, very well. All right, someone should make Goy coin. Well, I want to make Bear coin. Dude, gravy? Yeah, it's gravy. This is pure gravy. Just ladle it. The Fed is a den of goblins. It's literal goblins. Last night on a piano stream, I was reading The Princess and the Goblin, sent to me by this legend out of Ireland, who I can't send a distiller to because for whatever reason, UK Amazon wasn't accepting his address. Me and my wife were getting somewhat frustrated, but whatever. So, you know, I'll just get a distiller, whatever. BBS knowledge is currency. Pass it on freely. Yeah, now, yeah, truth be beat. Right. The Fed just bought the USA. That you don't understand what you're saying. It's already gone. It's not your world. These are slave masters. The United States Corporation has not existed the way you thought since its inception. George Washington was not the first president. He was the first president of what would later become the Federal Reserve. There was three or four presidents before Washington. Did you know that? You probably did not know that, because these people control the entire flow of information to your children in public school and publishing and media and all of it. Why? Because when you know it, it doesn't have any more power at all. Because you don't even have to rebel. You don't even have to do anything. You just live your life and not be scared all the time. Been gone since 1913? No. It's been gone since 1812 officially, or whenever, and then 1871, and then 1913, 1965, and then now is another big run on it. It doesn't matter, guys. It's where your faith is. Do you have faith in the God and the dollar? If so, you're fucked. You just got bought again. And you're going to have to, you know, fillet the devil's peen a little bit more. If you see it for what it is, these are the principalities of this world. It's always been like this. George Washington was a tall man. He was indeed. Does anyone know what the right... I don't know. 1871, USA Incorporated. When you say the Federal Reserve bought the USA, the Federal Reserve is the USA. It doesn't even make sense how people say these things. Money is for pumpers. No, money is how you pay your bills and function as tax cattle in this system. It's not God. It's not the eternal. It's not your eternal reward. It's not any of the shit that matters. It's the least meaningful thing in the world, and that's all people focus on. The mark of the beast, your thoughts and your actions, right? It's like, so all you think about, oh my God, they're going to pump the money and then the butts. And the, dude, it's not your game. Look out your window. The grass is growing. My goats are just chomping. My wife is just reading the books to my kids. We've been, the fact you have to pay land tax means you're already, you don't own shit. Good. You're not supposed to own anything. This isn't ours. Money is the game. It's a tool. It's a tool for us. It's their ability to own. They're slave owners. But look, Vox Day's dad just got released from jail. He hasn't changed a bit. He was not imprisoned in his mind. Vox was saying the first thing he did, he was so impressed with unauthorized.tv. He's like, guys, what you're doing is really fantastic. You know, and Vox is like, Dad, can you not just start empire building immediately out of jail? It's like he was in jail, but he was still free in his mind because you can't imprison a free man. You can't imprison someone who has faith in God. And the people that have faith in God, we make mistakes all the time. We fuck up. We have fears. We go on bad roads. But it's like you can't, there's nothing you can do. When you truly understand that this isn't eternal, this material world. Vox Day's dad just did over a decade in prison, and he came out and immediately started talking about unauthorized and just had a great convo, and they were like loving it. That you have to understand that you watch too many goddamn movies and TV and pornos. That's not real world, guys. Like, a free man doesn't get imprisoned ever. USA is the name of the corporation. The state is the trading wing of innate. Right. The American Constitution that still exists underneath all the bullshit, because that's given by God, the nation. You know, the post office is still running smoothly. That's where I get all my mail. It's almost like this beautiful stone structure. And there's this giant goblin deaded McMansion built everywhere. And everyone's just like, oh, this McMansion. Is that, dude, there's still that stone structure that was the Articles of Confederation, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution that now they just keep adding to. But it's like, it's given by God. There's certain things they can't do or they would do. Why? I mean, they can kick me off YouTube. They can mess with my fears. They can threaten me all they want. I'm still sitting here. Why? Why, guys? Because I don't have a willing suspension of disbelief to liars. I believe God's story. I believe the narrative of the Bible, not the narrative of the evil ones. It's a narrative. It's a story. That doesn't mean it's fake. It's the story that you see all over your life all the time. Your own existence proves an element of truth to the story. Oh, no, the Big Bang, dude, I don't know what the hell you're doing to your life. The Postmaster General has real power, real power, real power. All right. Stonehouse covered in grabber ivy. Right, totally. But my point out. All right, my brother is reporting from the front lines, and then I'll read some mail and stuff. Let's see, my brother has some valuable frontline information here.
Reporting live on the scene, I've taken the coronavirus and burned it.
Whoa.
It's right there. Gives off a great heat. Stay gold.
That's excellent news. So, nothing to worry about, guys. My brother burned it. Let's hear from my brother one more time, just so it really hits home. Brother, what are you doing about the coronavirus?
Reporting live on the scene, I've taken the coronavirus and burned it.
Great.
It's right there.
Excellent.
Gives off a great heat.
Looks like...
Stay gold.
Nice. Thank you very much. So it turns out it's gone. My brother burned it. So there's no more coronavirus. Good job, Brother Bear. That's a great fire. Yeah, he just burned it. And he said it released a great heat. Just like when you burn a book of lies. And I know there's people sick out there. I get it. I question what story you believe. The one told you by the enemy of man and God, the people that hate you, or the people that love you, the prophets, Jesus, God, the story that says everything's going to be okay. Don't be afraid. You know, be good to each other. This too shall pass. No. People fire up the CNN and they're like, oh my God, even though it's been established that they're liars and thieves. But you have a willing suspension of disbelief. That's critical for story writing. That when you put a story so out there, like let's say Tolkien, all of Tolkien, it still has to have the same algorithms and music of reality so that people have a willing suspension of disbelief. They start believing in orcs and fairies and all this stuff. Just like WWF, when you watch the storyline and there's a hero and a protagonist and you start feeling the emotions of reality. I have willed myself to suspend my disbelief. And then people get mad at you for being a buzzkill, and you're like, no, that's a script. I know a wrestler. He just does a lot of meth. How dare you? Okay, what I want to know is why do people willingly suspend their disbelief because to believe the rantings of madmen that make you scared and alone, terrified, unhealthy, fat, barren, addicted? But yet the story that tells you everything will be okay, that you can see all around you, that's the one you question. Because it's on you in the end of the day. And I'll show it one more time. These are two perspectives of the same thing. The one on the left isn't real, by the way. All right, let's open some mail. All right. Don't be this guy. Don't be forever known as the masturbating man in Pompeii. Just one final whack. This is a time where you can become extremely perverse, extremely scared, extremely coarse and vulgar. Or you can become better. You can become cleaner. You know? Like I talked to somebody today that for a business reason, I'll just leave it all empty. He's a good guy. But the energy out of a city in that world, I'm just going to leave all details aside because it just doesn't matter. I like him, but it's crazy to me. You know, just the pace and the... Oh, man, you did it. Just the narratives, the storylines, the lies, the frantic feeling. I'm just like, man, you know, it's just a different vibration, you know. And I think energy makes people sick. I think what people think viruses are, it's your cells vomiting. And then you can test for it. You can test for sickness because you will test positive for various viruses. A virus, what I believe, and I'm no doctor, which means I'm not paid by the people trying to kill you and keep you sick and addicted. A virus is the body's natural response to a poison or a toxin, a stress, and it's your cells are vomiting. And then that can be tested for. People trust a suit automatically. Right, and what is a suit? A suit is you're wearing a noose around your neck. Well, I saw the same thing in China at a museum, thunder tugging agenda. Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was very funny. Yeah. I don't question. I don't suspend my disbelief of the Pompeii narrative. I mean, the fact that it was the same year that the goblins burned down their own synagogue, I think is very, very suspicious. Vince from Red Elephants is spiraling. I just don't. It's fine. It's fine. You don't need to make people spiral. Cells vomiting. That's what I believe it is. Definitely, I've been a country girl my whole life, and I couldn't go to big cities. That would be horrible. Dude, you start feeling it because you can recharge your cells. You can get your mitochondria to actually work. You can get your vibration healthier. And then when you're around people that are still like that, like, oh, my point I was saying, I mean, what we got to do is we got to sell this shit and just fucking buy it. And you're just like, what? It's a different energy. And a lot of it comes from people who watch a lot of pornos and a lot of reality television, and they're around a lot of angry, wicked little goblins. The goblins? Yeah, it's a new term I'm using. You can infer what it means. The medical community is like that mom in The Sixth Sense who poisons her daughter. People trust the lab coat too. Right. I understand it. It's professional wrestling, but like, why do people question the Bible endlessly? Do not be afraid. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. But Jesus didn't know about the fucking Bitcoin bubble. So you don't question a lab coat. You've willingly suspended your disbelief. You do not have critical thought. You can't analyze the NASA narrative, the nuclear bomb narrative, the virus narrative. But yet, what you claim to be, which is Christian, you question Jesus all day long. You say, no, Jesus doesn't know. Why? I have to be afraid. No, he said hundreds of times, do not be afraid. You know, everything's gonna be okay, right? Hundreds of times. But yet the Christians don't seem to be following that very well, in my opinion. It's like, But don't you be cautious. I'm so cautious. I've been quarantined for years. Like, I know what threats there are out there. But if you think that this is a virus caught because people are too close to you on a subway, you haven't read anything true on the topic. Not one thing. That makes no sense. That's like saying washing machines create detergent. It's a simple problem solution, you know, cause and effect. You reverse cause and effect. And I believe that happens continuously when people live in the upside down world of a spinning ball. That's my opinion. I have a right to the opinion. If you look at a washing machine and say that creates detergent, we have to get rid of washing machines to get rid of detergent. It's the same thing. These sick people have tested positive for the virus. Yes, there could also be another answer that sick people create viruses because they're not alive. They're not alive. They can't reproduce. They kill cells. Sounds a bit like a cleanup crew, doesn't it? So viruses are passed from person to person by shaking hands. Really? All right. Jesus taught, all right. Humans are social creatures. Separation, lack of touch is what will weaken our mind, spirit, immune system. We need each other. Yeah, and it's your choice if you do it. It's all good. I've seen more good from this than bad. Problem, solution, blowjob. I know that used to be my bit about men and women. BB, I posted that shot from the medical dictionary to find coronavirus. I can't believe the spiraling from people. You have to be patient with them. They're outside of God's covenant. It's the cause of the fear. Because I know people that think it's a bioweapon, that they think it's going to kill people, but they're not afraid. And that's the difference. I'm not saying if someone believes that this is a bioweapon or passed from hand to hand, or if you touch dicks, everyone dies. It's, are they afraid? Like, are they like, oh my God, fuck you, no. Is their entire personality, their entire way of life, their entire worldview completely taken down by fear? If so, it tells you something about how they live their life. That's all I'm saying. I'm not judging people's souls. I'm just saying they're not listening to the book that they claim they're listening to. That's all I'm saying. One group of people I see that are I'm not judging are people really into quarantine that have been doing a lot of prepping, because to them, this is their Super Bowl. They're like, yes, honey, get the iodine and the solar panels. And so they're going to love the coronavirus narrative and they'll get on board, but it's not because they're rejecting God. I believe it's because it's their Super Bowl. Like, they're like, finally, their skills are just, you know, I think they're just like, finally, everybody sees that I was right all along. Like, that isn't fear. That's just a funny, it's funny to me. It's kind of like the dude who spent all his life savings on the Cold War nuke bunker. Guys, none of this is new, guys. This is constant in history. People do this dumb shit all the time. And then when a nuclear bomb explodes, you got it, like, that guy, or even just the threat of nuclear explosion, like, that guy would be like, get in the bunker! And it's not from fear. It's from, like, Super Bowl time. Because it's like, yes. And that's a different category. Don't judge those people. Pride, yeah. There's pride there. I battle pride all the time. I fucking get it. I'm not judging. I'm standing outside in the sun on my grass and my bare feet. It's a beautiful day. There you go, Bunny Bear. I don't see any skills from these cowards. No, I mean, it's one of the most... Yeah, somebody called who I'm kind of basing that last categorization on somebody. But I'm not going to judge people because I'm not even judging these people. I'm just letting you know that it's not a lack of logos how some people are like, it's go time, quarantine, because that's how they live. They like, this is what they're born to do. The prepper Super Bowl. Yeah. No, and that's not... I'm talking about people that are genuinely afraid of meeting their maker. That think that this is like the Death Star. That's something. You can judge people for that. It's kind of gamma, though. Now you all know I'm the secret king. No. It's like... No. I think it's just like they've been... Because society is built to collapse. It's all based on debt. So... any sane human being has done at least some element of prepping. So when a man is prepping and you know, getting his systems in order, they're going to be excited when they're valuable. That's not Secret King stuff. It's Secret King if someone's like, time to take over the neighborhood. That's a problem. But when people are like, yes, I can finally see my systems in action, that's just basic masculine behavior. But as soon as you start saying like, everybody has to get in my bunker or else everyone sucks, that's when you're a gamma. You know, you can't inflict your worldview on other people. The people I'm cool with are the preppers that are like, the prepper Super Bowl, like, everyone stay away from my house. We got it locked down. That's fine. But as soon as you're like, you were made to meet your maker. Right, right. I know. And a lot of people right now are seeing it. This is going to cause a tremendous increase in faith in God, in my opinion. Yeah, I'm going to read some letters and I'm going to call it a day. Thank you for reminding me, Kodiak Bear. Okay, this is from Troy. How do I open this? All right. I got some theories about what's happening with this too, but now's not the time for wild speculation. Send letters and shekels to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you find genuine value in this stream and want to support it, send me, you know, money or something.
But Big Bear, you just said money.
Jesus. The one good thing about all this is I hope it does kind of wipe out some gammas. All right, this is a long thing. Oh, thank you for the gravel. That was very nice of you. Thank you. Dear Big, this is, I obviously can't read the whole thing. All right, I can read your letter though, obviously. Dear Big Bear, first please verify me as Shuker Bear. Welcome, Shuker Bear. It's my last name. It's pronounced like sugar, but with a K sound in the middle. Shuker, Shuker. My very based and woke 30-year-old son turned me on to you about a year ago. I since joined unauthorized.tv and follow you daily on DLive. Side note, when I use LOL or LMAO, I actually mean it. I'm not trying to be snarky because I have a great sense of humor. I love to laugh, especially in the face of danger. Same, my friend. You literally crack me up in great ways every day. Thank you. That's my job. You are spot on with all the conspiracies you discuss. They are all connected in certain ways. You are absolutely right that they are not scary, unlike most unwoke people accuse of being like Chicken Little nonsense. As you say, it's exciting times in a way. It's a time of great revelation and also continued mass deception, concavenly. It's like God separating the wheat from the chaff. The sheep from the goats, the truth from the lies, right before our very eyes. Exactly. Like, this letter is just like a warm breeze blowing away the ashes of lies over my body. It's amazing how obvious it's becoming, and you are a big part of it and spot on with most of it. I also get very pissed off at the level 2 and 3 fear porn conspiratards. Me too. They're some of my most loathed people, by the way. That missed the whole point, and also the freaking churchians and Pharisees. This guy gets it. Hang on, is my thing still streaming? Just making sure here. Hang on. Sometimes it gets spotty. All right, good. BB, please Shapiro destroy Jen Hatman, who is a satanic so-called Christian leading woman now. Please despoy, please Shapiro. What? They are all blind, leading the blind idiots and laughable. I love humor and could go on and on for pages with one-liners of your amazing skill set and gift of rhetoric. But I admit that I have a weakness of rambling, me too, and I'm not as articulate as I would like. Funny example for me to say, I really admire your courage. Testicle fortitude may come across as I love your balls, LOL. No, I get it. Not cool sounding in this day and age. Note, meant to be funny. I got it. Anyway, you're doing great, kid. Don't change a thing. Your family is awesome. I raised 3 awesome sons myself, by the way. Is this me writing to myself in the future? It's not off the table anymore. It's awesome, and I'm very excited for you guys. Back to some earlier points. I hate to say, hang on. I hate to denies churches, but I love to read the Bible daily. Big difference. You were spot on with two things that Jesus said most of the time. Be not afraid and be not deceived. Right. And meanwhile, all these churchians are like, be deceived and scared. It's like, the two go hand in hand. A third and fourth, also very obvious, fear God and seek truth. You're nailing it. Finally, the copy packet I included with this is one of about 20 that I just sent out. It just came to me. Who else better to send one of these than to the Big Bear? I already started this over 3 years ago, well before coming across you, but it is related. Please go through it in detail with an open mind. It has a chronology to it, but only at your own convenience, as I know you are extremely busy and I don't want to be a bother to you or your family. Dude, this is me writing to me in the future. Because he knows. All right. Maybe run it past Vox someday if you ever feel so inclined. I totally trust your judgment on the matter. While I would never poke the bear, feel free at this point. The proverbial dragon has been poking me from over a decade ago. I had my fill, and with God's providence and protection, I may have been poking it back a little in the past few years. Besides, as I know that you know, only God is God and wants us to fear only him. The black SUV guys, they just drive slow, smile, wink, and point their little faggot fingers at you until you approach them while praying. Then they race away like cowards that they are. Sorry so long, but all true. God bless. Sugar Bear. 100% agree. P.S. I sprayed the Babylonian magic square with Lysol to keep you safe. I only wish you could buy and drink a lot of Coroni with it. LOL. Just kidding. Dude, I love that guy. That guy's so awesome. He's just like, just fearless. He sprayed it with Lysol. He loves his kids. Three sons. That's the real takeaway. Alex Jones, if he saw a black SUV guy, he'd be like, what do you want from me? Do you want me to start whacking off? I will right now. Whack, 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 whack. This guy gets a distiller. Yeah. I'm not Oprah here, guys. It felt right in the moment yesterday. All right. Greetings, Owen Benjamin of House Bear. I write to you from the California coast. Now that the gold rush has ended and once again difficulty is upon us, there is much to sift through. Should you or any of your lieutenants require information on correspondence within my jurisdiction, then it is information and correspondence you shall receive. Though I cannot guarantee my people and I have all the facts, I can with full confidence tell you that I painted this card and envelope myself. Though the bunny rabbits did help, if I'm being completely honest. OBB, keeper versus manor. All right. I'm holding off sending supplies to the front lines due to current events. Fine. I'm really enjoying this myself. Though I write with full confidence that we will be in a position to send more soon. Until then, you have our support via unauthorized.tv. With much respect, GGT Pilot Bear. I love it. Thanks, buddy. Dude, Alex Jones is just always looking for an excuse to whack off. Fossilized Pompeii, Alex Jones, yeah. Alex would have a break into horde of adult divers, yeah. King Owen Bard of Bass. Dear Owen, just wanted to say hi and keep the honey flowing. Much love, Falcor. Thank you, Falcor. Dude, I always appreciate it, my friend. You're a very reliable human being in my life. All right, I need knives now. Let's see what we got here. Oprah turned $1 billion into banana bread for a beta. Interesting. I don't know what that means, but the toe is sheltering in place in a shoebox. Yeah, Joe Rogan has been quarantined to his cabinet, where he has to sit there with a little Indian figurine. And think about what he's done. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. God's Plan, Bob McEwen. Dearest Big Bear, long time streamer, first time writer. I'm in 22 Rogan's tall. which is 6'1", 6 feet tall. Winter bearded, self-employed father of two great boys and married to a wonderful woman who has been known to hang out in dimly lit airport hangars listening to anti-Semitic moon songs. That would be me. I can't recall exactly how I came to find you, but I've been watching streams since last winter's campfire claw sessions. I didn't always get to hear all of those late night ramblings. Or no, the late night streams. Why did I just say ramblings? So if I never got formally verified as Wahoo Bear, would you mind making an honest bear of me? Welcome, Wahoo Bear. Many years ago, one of my favorite local ministers wrote that good and evil are very real, and if you don't understand this, then much of the world and almost none of the Bible will make sense to you. Yeah, I said it to my son yesterday. I asked him if he wanted to, like, pray. And he was doing it kind of like how we do at dinner, you know, just, dear Lord, thank you. And I was like, buddy, it's real. He was like, whoa. I'm like, you know, sometimes I think kids know it's real more than adults, but I'm just like, what do you want to say? It was an interesting moment where it's like, there is a battle of good and evil. Like, it's all real. You know, it's not just, I like getting in the rhythm of it, like, you know, grace before dinner and stuff, but because it's good to have that muscle memory, but it's also like, buddy, like, what do you want to say? You know? All right, anyway. From that moment I read that I recognized how powerful that simple statement was. Before you exclaimed, who is your master, I had the mantra, who says? Oh, I love that. Roosevelt made us give up all our gold. Who says? Roosevelt. The gimp in the wheelchair who bones his cousin. Hi, love. All right, sounds good. All right, cool. Love you. This came way of Bob McEwen, who is a former U.S. congressman from Ohio. Despite that baggage, he didn't... No, congressmen, House of Representatives are usually the most moral of all the politicians. Senate is typically a disaster. All right. A House of Representatives, they could honestly not know how the monetary works, system works. Like, they might think you can pay off the debt. Despite that baggage, he did a wonderful talk that boils down to the question, who says? Does God say or does men say? Exactly. I've included a DVD of his talk because I truly believe you would appreciate it. He does a great job of drawing out relationships between body, soul, and spirit. It's been so much fun discovering truths with you. Keep ladling that thick country gravy and brilliant comedic wit. Warmest regards from a brother in Christ, Wahoo Bear. Thank you, Wahoo Bear. All right, I'm going to do a couple more here. You guys having fun? Love this stream so much? Good, me too. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. I always have to check in sometimes. I met Bob McEwen. He signed a book for me once. Good dude. Sweet. I think the House of Representatives can actually be elected. So Ron Paul, I don't like that Ron Paul doesn't admit what debt is. He did kind of trick me a bit. Like, when he was like, I'm going to go back to the gold standard, it's like, you can't pay the debt. Like, the money is the debt. Like, they've invented it based on slavery. And so whenever I find out that people knew it, oh, sweet, Harry Bear, look at this, Armenia. Look, Armenia. When I find out after the facts that people knew it and lied to me, that's when I start getting a little less forgiving. When I'm like, oh, so you knew that all of our monetary system is every dollar that exists is because of debt. There is no other way to get money. Every dollar that exists in the system is a loan, a mortgage, student debt, credit card debt, a debt instrument of some sort, all of it. It's not panic. There's nothing to panic about. I'm just like, oh, so you knew you couldn't pay off the debt. You knew financial reform is never on the table. That's why I'm not political anymore, because it's all bullshit. Like, they all know that the money is just banks print, just going 1000000. Here's $1 million. Where'd it come from? Our mind. Ron Paul has been trying to scare people lately about Corona. Yeah, dude, they're scammers. They're total scammers. It's like, oh, so they knew. The people that didn't know, I'm forgiving like that when someone truly didn't know something. I've been wrong about all kinds of shit, my wife. All usury, 100%. There's no real money. There's nothing to back it. The money itself is debt. every dollar. And then you put real labor to pay off the debt that was just made. It's fascinating stuff. Fascinating. It's brilliant, but it's upside down. And you don't have to correct it. Just pay your debts. You got in that contract. Your dad didn't teach it to you. It's fine. You don't have the biblical right to overthrow the bankers. Oh, how dare you? Mountain Bear, we got to figure out a new home for you, my friend. I hope you and Cod and everybody are making plans. Yeah, Social Galactic. Become a subscriber, unauthorized.tv. Get a Social Galactic membership. That's where I'll post a lot of stuff. Get your own groups, your own communication networks, because whenever I direct people places, that becomes a target. Corey can see through the usury. Fact. If you pay all debt, there would be no money. Right. It's not even possible. Like, the money is debt. Debt backed by the U.S. Armed Forces. Right, but it's all also backed by mortgages, all of it. He asked the real questions, Andrew. Oh, I know. Yeah, Corky gets it. Mountain Bear crushes like an alligator's jaw. Fact. I thought you said alligator's Jew. I was like, they have them? They always made me laugh when people spiral about the world debt. I'm like, to whom exactly? Right. It's sin. Oh, he's got a new channel up. Mountain Bear, tell the people. I'm not going to say it out loud. It's sin. It's sin. Debt and sin are the same word in legalese. Fascinating. When you see it, it's so, I'm not going to say it's easy to beat, but it's so logical. It's like, oh, how dare you? I still have a mortgage. I created hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt or of debt money out of nowhere. They printed it for me because my credit score was high enough. There is no real market forces, none. Except when you do it in your life, when you and a buddy split a cow, you know, you send me shekels for my, this is the most free capital exchange you'll ever witness is what's happening right now on this stream. It's real. It's like that. It's worth it to me. I'll buy your services. What you're watching out there, the levers of the Dow Jones, they make no sense. Guys, silver right now should be valued at like $500 an ounce. It's not. Why? Guys, if you go on eBay, to buy an ounce of silver right now, it's like $40. But yet they say it's 17. It should be like 500. There's no market forces. It's fake. We always called Jays 539s as a kid. I call them goblins these days. How ironic, a space brought Mountain Bear back from the void. I love it. Because it's like, don't be afraid. Once you admit reality, it's not scary. It's the opposite of scary. You think that when you admit that all the economy is based on debt, that you're going to get a panic attack and nothing matters. It's the same as the moon landing. Think about all the people that won't admit the moon landing was fake. Why won't they? Because then that means everything's fake. Oh my God, dude, it means everything's real. It's the opposite. America is not the tax shit. America's the people. America's your families. And what is more beautiful than that? What's the best kind of silver to buy, small coins? You can't buy any. They're out everywhere. Go to a store. See if you can buy any silver or gold. There's none. It's fake. It's all fake. Oh, how dare you? Just put a nickel in the how dare you guy. 1-100 ratio gold silver. It was 110 in Rome. It's usually around 1-40, but it's like, there's no silver or gold anywhere. So why would the value not go up if it was actually supply and demand? There's a 3-month wait, exactly. Why? See, this is why when you talk to the goblins, they don't have any answers for you. They're like, yeah, I mean, you know, people buy that when they don't have faith in the market. I'm like, do your city folk believe this? I don't even bring it up to these people when I talk to them. I'm just like trying to do the best I can for my family. But it's like, yeah, not available. You can't, guys, don't you think if it was supply and demand, the price would go up? The moon landing exposure is the ultimate spellbreaker. Yes, it is. Because it's so obvious too. I just got 50 half ounce coins from Australia in the mail yesterday. Good for you. I'm glad you found that. You can buy stocks, but it's invisible. It's all like bullshit on your phone. You don't know if that's real. Hope you all stacked. I'm not stacked. I have some. I have enough to like pay bills for months if the whole thing shuts down. But it's not real. It's like, it's so fascinating to watch. It's so fascinating to watch. Dude, right now, silver should be $500 an ounce if the market forces were real. There isn't any. It has to become real again at some point. There's no other option. Guys, God wins. Like, stop. You know, people have the willing suspension of disbelief for all these liars, but the one book that they question all the time is the Bible. So fascinating. It's like, I just don't understand that. You know, I have little twinges of questioning stuff in the Bible. Like, sometimes I feel like some of the slander about the prophets are, it feels grabbly. You know, like, why focus on Noah? Like, it's like, oh, Noah got drunk and his wiener was out and all this. I'm like, this feels like a Daily Mail hit piece. I'm not, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. And how dare you people, go fuck yourself. It's like all these people that are just living in constant fear. I'm not even questioning it. I'm not questioning it. I'm just saying it feels a little grabbly. Like, Noah is so humble to God, such a servant of God, that he builds a giant ark in the middle of nowhere and endures all that shame to keep, you know, humanity afloat in the covenant. But yet he can't stop drinking? I don't know. That feels to me like Jewish media. I mean, I've seen it with me all the time. It's like, and then he got drunk and then he was, it's like, really? Really? Again, I'm not questioning it. I'm not like say going to add or subtract. I know that that's a sin. But it's the same with David. You know, it's like, you're really just going to focus. Because yesterday I was kind of going on a rant about how only tall people can be leaders. And, you know, I take that back after seeing Putin standing next to Obama. But, you know, David's depicted as like, it's almost like a hit piece. And this is King David. I don't know, man. Sometimes there's parts of the Bible where I can almost see the Jew slandering. But whatever. That's a lot of the Old Testament stuff. Yeah, yeah, totally. And also a lot of the horrific deaths of the apostles. I'm not questioning it. It's just some of the gruesome details. I'm like, this feels like a warning shot to other legends. I don't think anyone has the right to say that I'm a bad guy for just throwing that out there when people are living in constant fear and sin. The people beating off to pornos, but it's like, you can't question. I don't think Noah had a drinking problem. Maybe he did. I trust the Bible, but it's like, Noah got drunk from drinking grape juice, which had never fermented before the flood. Okay, there you go. I'm just not buying that Noah, this great man of God, just like sat around drinking White Claws. The goblins revere King Solomon. Dude, and King David, they're always focusing on like what he did with his general's wife. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, these are great men. These are great men of God. These are prophets. If anything, my blasphemy like tilts the other way. It never tilts like question. My blasphemy tilts in the direction of like, I think they were better than portrayed. I don't know. But I'm not adding or subtracting. I'm just saying that whenever I have doubts in the Bible, it's always the other way. I'm always like, this feels like the Daily Mail hit piece on Noah. Be like, what do you mean he got all hammered? Fuck you. Who the fuck are you to judge, Shapiro? Noah got drunk. Forget it. It was highlighted in the Bible. Let's say, for whatever reason, he did accidentally get drunk after saving everybody. He wasn't drunk. No, he was not. Why would... And it's not that long of a chapter, guys. It's like, why would you use that event as like a pivotal moment? I thought that was the point that men are flawed. It feels like a Jewish hit piece. The point of the story is to expose his grabber son, Ham. Right, that his son took advantage of him and embarrassed him and all that stuff and was like, That's a good point, but it's like, I don't know. I'm not questioning it. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing out there that it just feels like it's written by a dude who kind of is like a little grabbly. All right. A dude builds an ark and pairs all the animals and is still not enough. You can have at least one claw after that. I'm not saying you don't have a claw. I'm just saying someone that responsible is not going to like black out. Bible usually goes from one extreme to another. I don't know. Your loyalty is showing. God makes a habit of using flawed instruments. That's a good point. It's probably my Bravo tendencies. I just don't like it when people mock, like when people put down good men. Like, I'm such a Bravo. I'm like, who the fuck are you to criticize Noah? All right, whatever. All right, let me just read a little more of this. He had nothing else to drink, die, or I don't want to argue about it anymore. Who cares if Noah got drunk? I peed my pants in the third grade. That's a good way to put it, Marie. Ham slept with his mom while the crusher was relaxing after some wine. I like where your head, that's where your head's at. I like that. Noah was an alpha with a vision from God. Yes. But someone that connect, like, I fear God. I have a connection to God, but I'm nothing compared to Noah. And I could quit booze. That's why part of me is like, who the fuck are these grabbers to just bash Noah? Yeah, he was probably thirsty. He was, like, dehydrated. I don't know. Did he just pass out or did he need rest? It's implied in the Bible that he got drunk and passed out and was violated. Perhaps that's included to show we're all human and flawed. When they do hit pieces on me, it's not to show that all humans are flawed. When they say that I'm a drunk everyone knows everyone's flawed. Like, to say that someone got blacked out and they're like, their kids were like mocking their dick. That's what it's implied in the Bible, by the way. I think it's fucking, I don't know. It's pissing me off. Noah got drunk and drove the ark into an iceberg. Interesting, Stuntman Bear. Back on land and had some fermented juice. It is suspicious when good men are criticized. Well, not just criticized, but like blasted. You know, like the King David seemed to have had a lot of slander against him. Healthier alcohol was healthier than the dirty seawater. Right, which makes me think they didn't just black out. I don't know. Just something to think about. Dear Big Bear, letter to thank you again and encourage you on this great endeavor. I have just moved back to Canada after nearly 20 years in South Korea. All the years abroad and the desire to lead a meaningful, if not productive, life. My parents divorced when I was 16 and I was pretty much on my own since then, or at least until I was married. I studied East Asian history and religious studies in school like you. I worked a lot of everyman jobs throughout my youth. Till I left school, my parents, I call them meaningful jobs. My parents' divorce destroyed my father spiritually and financially. He took a job posting in Seoul in 95. This is what brought me to Korea and began my own odyssey that was, again, brought me home in 2019. Pretty creepy, eh? No, how's that creepy? Am I not seeing something? How's that creepy? Just ahead of the corona scare. Oh, I see. We are settled in St. Catharines in southern Ontario, only 40 minutes away from my father and four brothers. Nice. Looks, sounds like your dad was a legend. I had the sudden epiphany to leave Seoul and the baptism of my boys in 2018. Thanks to your stream, I was able to do it without any fear. My wife is now 6 months pregnant with our third son. Legend. Oh, by the way, I always say shit that the next day I have to apologize for. I'm not questioning the Bible story of Noah. I'm just saying it seems a little bit like a hit piece. To uncover the nakedness, many slept with Noah's wife while Noah slept. I just don't want to talk about it right now. Tomorrow I'll probably start off with an apology, the way things go. I have many stories and wonderful experiences in my life abroad. I also had some tribulations from my overriding desire to have a meaningful life. Your struggles and strength are legendary. I will name my third son Augustine or Angie I wish you and Amy a happy and healthy welcome for Wee Jack. Thank you. I have added a pomegranate fridge magnet. I was in Yerevan last October, absolutely based. Had to send it to you after the last few gravy streams. May your children laugh gaily without fear. Much love, Graham. Thank you, Graham. Graham's a great name, too. What a great letter. Thank you very much, Graham. Dear Owen, included is my book, Harassment Architecture, my first and best-selling novel. Okay, unrelated question. I want to ask, have you ever talked about Paul McCartney and Owen Photo on a stream? It cracks me up, and I always wondered about the backstory. I did. My episode with Sage Aquay. You're living the dream with a farm, wife, and children. I'll be doing the same ASAP. Raw milk is the key to peak life. Agnes von der Planets would be proud that you feed it to the family and yourself. Respectfully, Mike. Thank you, Mike. What a nice letter. I'll show everybody your book now because you're not just a grabber. At first, I thought you were a grabber. Harassment Architecture, a book by Mike Ma. Towards a World Removed of Sin. I don't know what that means, but a scattered look at harassment architecture. I have no, like, that's actually kind of intriguing because I have no fucking clue what that even means, but it was a very nice letter. Shall we continue? Here's a book. Francine Rivers, I don't know. I don't like red dresses. Let me read what this says, though. Thank you for, okay, what is this? This cover has visible marking. All right, come on. There's no note? Is this like a woman's, yeah. California is gold country, 1850. All right. Well, thank you, William. I don't know anything about that. Sometimes people just, I remind them of a book or something and they send it to me. And it's somewhat confusing, but it's fine. Will you ever do a tour in Europe again? Well, unless it closes permanently for the sniffles, then yes. What I'm going to do after this all settles down, I'm going to analyze in detail what areas did not close in America and in the world. And I will, if I have any resources at all, I will buy land in those areas. But I don't currently have the resources for that. But if you want to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. I also want to buy the Hollywood Improv. I'm a big dreamer. Tarot cards are interesting. I'm not into that. I know Francine Rivers books. Good. So much spiraling. Who's spiraling? Yeah, let me look back. Referencing Leviticus, uncovering your father's nakedness is a euphemism for sexual impropriety. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It pisses me off. I think that was kind of a Dimitri spiraling. I mean, that's kind of standard. BB, have you ever heard of the term scarlet thread referring to Jesus? No. Guys, I didn't read the Bible for 25 years, and I was raised Catholic, so there wasn't a lot of Bible reading. So I've been coming to a lot of epiphanies recently. So be patient with me, and if I mess up, which I will, just know that I'm making the commitment to spread what I'm thinking and feeling and observing publicly every day for hours, but theologically, I will constantly be making errors. I was not raised this way. I was a hedonist for almost 3 decades. Good guy. You know, I was never like against God. You know, even in a song in 2004, I was like, don't say OMG, say it to G, don't say it to me. I never was like angry, but I just didn't give a shit. All right. Matching game. Here we go. Thank you. My son will love this. Thank you very much. I think that does it. All right. SD is still crushing. There are businesses that have been affected, but the people are still lighthearted and crushed. That's key. There's always going to be businesses affected. There's always going to be people that are a little scared. But the true panic areas, they're already done. They just don't know it. Dimitri watches the stream. Ah, come on. Oh, and I'm working outside, and I just got the sniffles. I think I need to get tested. Same here, BB. Raised Catholic and recently started reading the... Yeah. So it's going to be a process. The test has just begun. I mean, I don't know what that means. Dimitri's going to start spiraling over the false... Just everyone relax. We run through the flat earth together. Great times. Sweet. Not many of us were raised this way, BB. Yeah. I don't know. We're just trying to figure shit out. I'm just trying to figure out the most true things I can tie my horse to. That's where I'm at. And along the way, I've developed a great admiration, respect, and fear towards the Most High. Because many times, something kept me and my family from being destroyed. That we should have, by all logical reality of what we were facing. So I now realize that at any time, God can take from me that which I hold the most dear. And the fact he doesn't is wonderful, and I'm very appreciative. That being said, there's a ton I don't understand, and I'm trying, but I just don't. And none of us do, in reality. There's nothing more soothing than hearing a rooster crow. I agree. I got Caroni from eating ass. Your horse appreciates that. Yeah, that's just what I do. You know, I'm just trying to tie my horse to the strongest stake I can find. And old biblical knowledge is the most true thing that has helped guide me. Guys, I had an economic collapse 3 years ago that makes this look like the fucking 90s. Collapse. Personally. Familially. My dad in life, I've had so many just meltdowns. That's one reason why I'm so chill. Is because this is a great time in my life. But I'm watching a lot of other people go through what I've had to go through already many times. That's why I know it's going to be okay. Sniffway, I think fear makes the virus. People who aren't scared don't have anything and keep crushing. Yeah, and like the other day, I was feeling a little under the weather, so I didn't do a piano stream. I got a lot of sleep. I'm doing a fast, and I feel way better. If I was like, oh my God, I'm nay. All right, I'm going to see if the mountain bear fears the virus here. And I don't think it's anything. Some people do. I only judge people that are terrified. I don't care what you think it is. You might be right. I might be wrong. I believe viruses are made by your own body in response to your cells vomiting from toxins. Don't mean to laugh, but I just think that that's what it, I think that's infinitely more logical than just being around, like shaking the hand of a man. You think it's not the DDT that they're spraying in the public schools causing all the paralysis? No, it's a virus. Really? You sure that's not about liability, you stupid fucks? All right, that Jordan Peterson explanation on Noah is such shit. Yeah, don't listen to that guy. Although, one thing I will say to Jordan, this is how God works in mysterious ways. He was a helpful bridge to heathens like me to get back into Christianity. Because he was enough of a secularist little cunt, and he was trying to manipulate and warp God's words to for his meaning, that people like me could actually help use that as a bridge to actual biblical faith. So that's how God works. Like, God uses dupes constantly to serve a bigger purpose. Jordan Peterson literally helped me become like openly Christian. I was always pursuing truth, but his weird, bizarre psychosis functioned as a way to bridge the secular scientism world back to Christianity for heathens like myself. And I know I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people that were like that as well. And then as time went on, you saw that Jordan was manipulating it and using it for his own benefit, which people that are actually pursuing truth, they hate that. So you're like, oh, you're a lot. And then you really get mad at them for it because you're like, oh, you're manipulating truth for your own ends. But you've already seen, yep, right on. I fell into the lobster trap after falling toe. Yeah, me too. But see, that's the thing. It served its purpose. But then once you realize it's a trap, burn it. Show everyone else it's a trap. That Jordan Peterson fellow. Yeah. Jesus is well said, BB. I feel the same way. It's like a broken rock that would have led to death if you kept staying on it. Yeah. Same with me, BB. Yeah, it's same with a lot of people. That's why when people are like, but didn't Jordan Peterson inspire you? And I'm like, yes, he did. So did Joe Rogan. He helped me see past hunting, even though my uncle is a big hunter, but I was a little warped by Hollywood. And then I realized he was a liar. Didn't Steven Crowder help you become more Christian? Yes, he did. He helped me get over my anxiety of praying before meals and saying Jesus Christ's name. And then I found out he was a liar. Like, not only a liar, but these people are using and warping it to fit their own function. Like, and I can give you specific examples of, like, whoa. Like, Steven Crowder hides tons of information from his audience for money. Like, he doesn't care about trans kids. He doesn't care about any of that shit. Because when we uncovered that it was coming out of Israel, Teva Pharmaceuticals, he wasn't too happy with old Big Bear, which means the whole thing was a scam. You understand? It's black and white. It's that obvious. Like, when Jordan Peterson said that Kavanaugh should apologize or step down, I was like, oh, so apologize to a mob, all that stuff. Everything you said is a lie. You don't live it. You say it. You don't live it. And so that's why I don't have any, like, all these people. I think some of the gammas are just confused by me because I don't have shame in admitting I was duped. But everyone gets duped all the time. It's the nature of man. We don't know the truth. We're not God. So it's like, yeah, I was duped. The gammas are like, they're so terrified to admit they were led astray, that their father was bad, or that they believe someone who's a liar, that they hate anyone who admits it. And then they're like, but you should have shame. I'm like, no, I was tricked. And now I'm better at discernment. It's actually one of my skill sets now. All right, there's a big one here. I'm going to open this up. Carter loves to play tummy sticks, allegedly. I don't know what that means. It sounds horrifying. Hang on a second, guys. Whoa. All right. Malinu helped me a lot. Yeah, me too. And now I know he's a liar.
You think everyone's a liar? No.
No, I don't, actually. Liars congregate to media. People in my life? No, guys. I'm showing you front lines reporting from my brother of 39 years. Me and my wife have an unbelievable marriage. Me and my best friends since kindergarten are all still friends. It's people drawn to the spotlight a lot of times are horrible human beings. I don't know, what news seems like he really hates women. Yeah, I think he hates his mom, and his mom's also a goblin. So in my opinion, this is just my opinion. And he uses Christianity to try and explain his anarcho-capitalism, but he'll never become Christian, which makes me think he's just fucking terrible. Like, he's like, oh, I can explain all this shit to these dumb Christians using their dumb metaphors, even though we all know it isn't real. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, Jews. Ho, goblins. You've saved lives, BB Crushing? Well, I transmit information that saves lives, but I didn't make the information. I just realized I don't have any more packages to open. Man, is this a package? Nope. I already opened it. I'm dying laughing on the tummy sticks comment. I don't even know what that means. Ever listen to Jay Dyer? No. So true, BB, only moths are drawn to light, not butterflies. Whoa. I'm not even drawn to light. I was trying to live out one of my dad's fantasies of being an actor because he used to want to be an actor. I don't like giant crowds. I don't feed on the energy, and I don't like people talking shit about me and tons of attention. I know that just made a bunch of gammas come in their pants with anger and rage. It's true. I'm just not. That's why it's like, when is my birthday? May 24th. Owen has literally brought life into this world through his words. Dimitri, you only have first and fifth gear. Either you're saying the nicest shit in the world or you're spiraling. Let's figure out how to get Dimitri in third gear. Malinu must know God is real now. Yeah, because he hates him. Because of his relationship with his dad. He won't, you know, I'm not going to judge the man. I'm just, from a casual observer, to keep saying the left over and over again and not address banking. Stefan, banking. Stefan knows better. He knows that you can't pay off a debt. He knows that corporations aren't logical. Dude, he won't even sue companies to kick him off. And he's like, oh, the courts are going to handle everything. Well, how about you sue someone? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm a grabber. He helped white people not hate their own skin color. He helped admit that being white isn't bad. You know, he's served a lot of good functions. He's He's shown that certain groups of people statistically are more likely to be good at things than other people. Great. He showed how bad communism is. Well, he pushed communism without knowing. That's why everybody has a role to fill. And then once you see someone go off the path and knowingly lie, knowingly, which I've caught these people doing many times. Melanie used to pick up our empty beer quarts in the grad lounge. I don't know what that means. Big Bear is nailing it. Excellence through honesty. Yeah, yeah. And that's why you can listen to me and disagree with me and still respect and like me, because you know I'm not a liar. It tracks. Watch all my videos. At no point can you say, oh, look at him manipulating his audience. Guys, I've talked for tens of thousands of hours at this point. It's insanely easy to prove. If I contradict myself, it's because I'm growing. Maybe you just have the balls to say things that a lot of people are thinking. Right, fear God only. Truth saves lives, guys. Do you know how many people that if you just say the truth, they don't want to kill themselves anymore with addiction or suicide? Guys, I understand that world. I understand being drowning in lies. It's like what man can do to you is nothing compared to what God can do to you. God can take your family anytime he wants. Oh, I could never worship a God like... Dude, you better start, because he can. He can. Any day. Any day, he can take anything that you fucking hold dear. Anything. And it's like, I'm thankful every day that God allows me to have a family. I'm just to be completely honest, I'm mostly motivated by my family. But I fear the fuck out of God. And I allow... I'm so fucking thankful that he allows me to have a family every day. Because any day. I know, dude, I know reality, man. And it's like, what gets me out of bed in the morning? Is it my faith in God? Honestly, no. It's to see my wife smile, to see my kids grow, to crush, to get really healthy food, to bring information to you guys, to make people laugh. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. I know that at any moment, it can all be taken. To teach a lesson, to humble people, to if you go too far off the path. Every single fucking thing that gets me out of bed in the morning is material in some way. And it can all be taken. So when people say, oh, how are you scared of God? Because God at any second can take everything from me that I hold dear. And I know for a fact that... I know that for a fact. So that when I say fear God, that's what I mean. It doesn't mean like, oh, lightning bolts are being thrown. I'm not even scared of my own death. It's like, I love what he's given me tremendously. And so it's like, when people say, oh, but I could never worship a God that's so cruel and could, dude, it's like, well, fucking get used to it. Because Hollywood just got everything taken from there. Just bam, it's all over now. You better get on your knees. Like, get used to it. You know, humble yourself. Because he is very, very forgiving and very generous and very, like, it's beautiful when you see it. It's like, I should have been fucking destroyed based on my year. Even now, it's like, compared to God's grace, I'm shit. And it's like, people get so fucking arrogant, you know? And that's the thing, is sometimes I can appear to be arrogant. I'm not, I know I'm shit. But I'm also, you know, created by God in love, you know? It's a very interesting dichotomy. But it's like, people that think they got it all figured out, it's just like, bang. God can throw a mountain on your head, literally. Look at this guy whacking off. I don't know if this is real or not. It's hysterical. It's like, that masturbating man... In Pompeii, just as the fire was raining down on him, he just wanted one more pull. All right, Mark Dice was making fun of the late night host trying to podcast. Yeah, it's literally watching God just take everything away from them. Like that. And if you're going to fear anyway, might as well fear the final word of judgment. Right, you're going to fear anyway, guys. We're built to worship in fear. Like, we are. It's in us all the time. You're not shit, Owen. Have you seen how nice your hair looks? Thank you, Dimitri. You're in fifth gear, though. In fourth gear. Listening to you talk like this really helps us out, BB. Oh, anytime. It's like when I say, okay, what do you love? Like, you don't really fear God until you love something more than yourself, because you know it's under his control. So when people are like, oh, my God, I might get corona, you, it's like, what do you love? Like, what do you thank God for every day that you're allowed to be around? It's just like, don't be this guy waiting for corona. Right. New meaning to stuff. All right. Any final questions or comments before I go? I'm pretty much done here. Anybody? Volcanic Tug? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Final. We'll just do the Faustian deal clip. And by the way, guys, if you want to understand how this all works, I could do an update to this Faustian deal. You will now be home, Jimmy Fallon. You will be seen as a cocky liar. You will not have your studio audience. Watch this. Oh, shit. Wrong one. Hang on. And then I'll go. Again, unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 9335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. All right, here we go.
Hey, no way. It's the devil. Hey, devil, I want to be I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great. You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson. Really? No way. I'll sign the dotted line. But you'll sound like a retard. What's that? What'd you say? Nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one late night. You will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities. Beyonce will call you her friend. No way. Beyonce will call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign? And you will talk like you are a fucking retard. What did you say? Nothing. You will be known by everyone as a homo. No way. That wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson. You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract. Your terms and conditions. But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show. You are number one, but number one retard. Oh, no way. It's totally a bummer. You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook. No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
Right? And when we did it, it hadn't even fully happened yet when we made that, me and Mountain Bear. It's like, he's number one retard. He's sitting at home on a live stream being mocked relentlessly by the entire world. The devil told him he was going to be number one. Number one retard. Ha 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 ha. All right, guys. I'll see you tonight. I'll do a live stream at dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. I think around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll play some music for you. We'll chat. Find Mountain Bear's new channel. Get it going. Dude, Just keep crushing. It's like, yeah, but they might take it down again. Yeah. And so? Who gives a fuck? You're number one. You're number one retard. That's the Faustian deal, guys. Reread Faust. It's like this used to be taught to people. There's so much knowledge in children's books, guys. They taught you about the grabware. They called them goblins. You know, they're just. That's why my mom never let him clip my dick or give me poison or anything. She saw a goblin a mile away with their white lab coats and their big noses. All right, guys. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93-5. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, unauthorized.tv. BitChute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. BitChute. Subscribe there just in case everything gets wet. It's all good. Just keep hammering, crushing, hammering. And by fear for God, I mean love, respect, but, you know, it's about authority. It's not like I'm like, oh, no. It's just like I know the authority of God. That's all I'm saying. The word fear isn't quite right because fear implies like this weird paralyzation. That's not what I mean. It's a love. But it's like, you know, like I legitimately felt fucking, you know, sometimes I'm like, I don't know. You guys get it. All right, much love. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Bye.